This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. At the NATO Foreign Minister meeting in Prague Thursday, NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg called again for Ukraine to be allowed to use Western weapons to strike targets inside Russia. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The two-day NATO meeting in Prague is meant to focus on efforts to hammer out a package of support for Ukraine at NATO's next full summit in Washington in July. But the debate over whether to let Ukraine use arms sent by Western allies to fire on targets inside Russia risks overshadowing the talks. The U.S. and Germany have long opposed allowing Ukraine to fire over the border out of fear it would drag them closer to direct conflict with Russia. But Stoltenberg said Thursday, Ukraine needs the ability to defend itself.
Ukraine has, according to international law, the right to defend themselves. It's enshrined in the UN Charter. And the right for self-defense includes also striking military targets, legitimate military targets, outside Ukraine.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
14 Hong Kong pro-democracy activists were found guilty and two were acquitted on Thursday in a landmark subversion trial, Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Security was tight as diplomats entered the High Court for the verdicts. The verdicts in Hong Kong's biggest trial against the Democratic opposition come 3 years after police arrested 47 Democrats in dawn raids across the city. They were charged with conspiracy to commit subversion under a national security law imposed by China, accused of a plot to paralyze government in the former British colony and force the city's leader to resign through a pre-selection ballot in a July 2020 citywide election. The Democrats maintain it was an unofficial attempt to select the strongest candidates. In 2020, Beijing imposed the sweeping national security law, which saw arrests of Democratic campaigners and the closure of liberal media outlets and NGOs.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Early results from South Africa's election suggest the ruling African National Congress is set to lose its parliamentary majority for the first time since sweeping to power with Nelson Mandela as its leader at the end of apartheid. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
With results from less than a fifth of polling stations, the ANC's share of the vote from Wednesday's election stood at around 42.5%. The pro-business Democratic Alliance was near 26%, the Marxist Economic Freedom Fighters around 8%. According to the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research, which was providing projections to state broadcaster SABC, the ANC is projected to have roughly 42% of the vote when the count is over. That pitches South Africa into uncharted political waters. The ANC has previously won a majority in every vote held since the landmark 1994 election, which marked the end of apartheid and the ascent of Nelson Mandela as president.
David Doyle from Reuters. A Greek-owned and Marshall Islands-flagged bulk carrier that came under attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels earlier this week had a cargo of grain bound for Iran. Tehran is the group's main benefactor. That's according to comments from authorities on Thursday. The attack Tuesday on the LAX comes as the Houthis continue their attacks on shipping throughout the Red Sea corridor, but the rebels have struck vessels associated with Iran, as well as Tehran's economic lifelines of China and Russia. Cricket begins a campaign to win over American sports fans this week as the T20 World Cup kicks off on Saturday, bringing the best of the game to less familiar territory. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
The journey started with Major League Cricket, which began play in the United States last year, and culminates with the 2028 Los Angeles Games, where cricket will be reintroduced to the Olympic program for the first time since the year 1900. But for this year's World Cup, which counts Jamaican track hero Usain Bolt as an ambassador, a strategic decision was made to build a temporary stadium in one of the world's biggest sports markets, right outside New York City.
You know, the decision to build the temporary stadium in Nassau County and stage 8 matches there is really raising awareness about our sport in, you know, in one of the world's biggest cities and in the country with the world's biggest sports market.
The ICC T20 World Cup, co-hosted by the West Indies, runs from June 1st through the 29th.
Freddie Joyner from Reuters. Officials say a bus carrying Hindu pilgrims skidded and rolled into a deep gorge on a mountainous highway in India-controlled Kashmir, killing at least 21 people. Health official Ashkun Salim Khan said 35 people were injured in the crash and some were in serious condition. The cause of the bus crash was being investigated. State Transportation Chief Rajinder Singh said the bus was carrying pilgrims to the Shiv Kauri Temple in the Riasi area of Jammu. I'm Alexis Strope.